Good evening, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Candy, and Creatives, a Be Unique featured radio show. My creative tonight is Achilles King. Achilles is one of a group of eligible suitors who are vying to win the heart of Nicole Remy on NBC's new romantic reality show called The Courtship. The Courtship airs Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it premieres tonight, March 6th. But don't worry, if you miss it on Sunday, you can catch it on Monday over on the Peacock channel. This episode is brought to you in part by Realtor Esther Greaves. Esther has been serving the residential real estate market in Kansas City Metro since 2006. She is licensed in both Kansas and Missouri. Her local areas include South Kansas City, downtown Kansas City, Leawood, Overland Park, Lee's Summit, and Cass County. For all of your residential real estate needs in the Kansas City area, head over to gladheartrealty.com and give Esther a call. This episode is also brought to you by Newsly. Newsly is the hot news app that compiles the day's trending stories and puts them all together for you and makes it simple to listen to the news of the day. That's right, listen. No more scrolling, no more searching, no more getting frustrated because you have to have a subscription to read the rest of the article. Newsly not only gets it all together for you, but it'll read it to you. It's just that simple. Stop getting frustrated with your news articles and start using Newsly. Head over to newsly.me. You can use my promo code CCC2022 for 1 month free of the premium subscription. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, cuddle up with your host Pup, and enjoy the show. Welcome to the show, everybody listening. I am here with Achilles King. He is one of the suitors for NBC's pretty radical idea of a show called The Courtship. You guys are wooing or vying for a spot and, you know, the potential to get this beautiful woman's hand, but they've taken all of your social media, your devices, and they've really stripped it down to an old-fashioned type of courtship, which is a pretty cool idea. I mean, I think we can all agree that social media has probably ruined a lot of relationships. How does Achilles find out, get involved? How did you come to this?
Well, first and foremost, Pup, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your podcast. You know, I hope you're having a fantastic day. But yeah, how they contacted me was through actually my Instagram. When they first initially contacted me, I didn't think it was real at first. I kind of left the message unread. And then when I finally took the chance to, you know, respond to the message, I did give them a call and they explained to me it was a dating show. And I said no. So I said no twice until the representative explained more in detail that this was going to be a little bit more elegant. It wasn't going to be like the other dating shows that you guys see online. I mean, well, on television now. So I thought it was very formal, the way they did the presentation. And I was like, you know what? You know, I haven't dated in over a year. You know, maybe this is a sign from God. Maybe this is something for me to go out there and meet my person. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. I don't want to lose the romance of the situation by going into, you know, the nuts and bolts of it. But I think reality TV, you know, air quotes, is not as real as people like to think. And it's funny to think that some people might be watching the show and think, oh, how wonderful that these people just randomly. I see that you are an online fitness trainer. I may need to talk to you off camera later.
Gotcha.
Because we're not in the best of shape over here in this household. But what do you feel you're bringing to the table that sets you apart from the others? I mean, aside from dashing good looks and, you know, your international flavor.
I appreciate that. Well, I am Dominican, so, you know, we tend to be very passionate. We believe in romance. So for me, I brought a lot of transparency, to be honest. I thought that, you know, originality, and then also I write a lot of poetry. You know, I'm very into poems. Shakespeare is one of my favorite authors, actually, of all time. So I felt like, you know, in terms of expression, in terms of being vulnerable, I think that I played a major role in that. And I think that Nicole definitely saw that in me, you know, when I arrived. for sure.
Tell me about coming to America from Dominica, because that's a little different.
Yeah, you know, I actually, me and my mother, you know, first and foremost, you know, my mother had me when she was 16 years old. So it was pretty difficult for her being a mom, you know, trying to balance life and, you know, trying to understand a new, and, you know, obviously United States. We came here, I came here around 3 years old. I arrived here in New York City first. And then I, you know, then we ended up moving to Providence, Rhode Island, where I was raised. And yeah, it was a very difficult time for us, you know, trying to learn the language, trying to learn a different culture, right? You're coming from your own culture and, you know, how you're raised. And then it's kind of like a culture shock when you come to the United States like that. So, yeah.
And Rhode Island, I mean, talk about tiny, right?
Yeah, tiny.
Do you feel like maybe it was a little more insular being coming and learning about America from a small town perspective? Because I feel like you would have got lost if you stayed in New York, because so many people, and that seems to be the, you know, the jumping off point, depending on where you come from. Sometimes it's Miami, sometimes it's New York, you know, or California. But growing up in Providence, and I know a lot of people in Providence, not related to what you're doing, but very active in like the drag community and things mm-hmm. like that. But growing up in that smaller town, do you feel like it lent itself to adapting to America a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, because it's a smaller city. Providence is a very small state, well, Rhode Island in general. So, yeah, I think that played a major role into, you know, trying to learn things, you know, at a good pace, not at a fast pace. Because I feel like if I was raised in New York City, I mean, I had to do things very, very fast. Because, you know, as you know, New York is a very fast-paced city, so you have to kind of learn really quickly, you know. So yeah, I agree with that for sure.
Now, for your mom, my grandma came here from, well, my grandmother, my grandfather, and my dad came here from Spain, from Barcelona, when he was a child. And I know my grandma learned rudimentary English. She never was proficient at it, but she learned it from daytime television.
Yeah.
How was that kind of similar for mom? Or?
I have to agree. Me too. I actually learned very, very fast how to speak English just watching cartoons, you know, just sporadically, like watching cartoons and, you know, watching TV shows, you know, whatever was on at that time. I would just kind of absorb the information. You know, as you know, when you're around 3 years old, you kind of record things very fast. And, you know, as I grew up, my mom, you know, she also kind of went to school as well. So she kind of would teach me. So yeah, that's awesome that you're from Spain, because, you know, as you know, Dominicans are Spaniards and
Africans, yeah.
So I actually always dreamed about going to Barcelona, and I think that's kind of what I'm going to do this year.
yeah. And we don't know, maybe take Nicole on a trip. We don't know nothing, because the show's starting on Sunday, but we'll find out.
As we'll tune in.
That's right. Stay tuned. Well, it's so funny that you learn from watching like cartoons and things. For Yaya, it was soap operas and commercials.
Yeah.
So, but I just imagine like little you walking around going zoinks, you know, things you learn from Scooby-Doo. And that's so sweet, because as you said, your mom was 16 when you were born. So you guys grew up together.
Yeah, she was my best friend. She was someone that taught me a lot about life. Taught me how to, you know, how to be a man, how to treat a woman, how to have respect. And I think that due to the fact of my mom raising me, you know, it allowed me to be a little bit more vulnerable and understand that, you know, there's two sides of a human being, especially a man. You know, obviously we have that, you know, that strong side of us. And then we also have a feminine side that we can be in tune with and not feel like we can't do that. And I think that, you know, just kind of respecting both perspectives and understanding both perspectives allowed me to, you know, respect a woman, how to speak to a woman, how to engage in conversations, you know, and feel comfortable about that. So, yeah.
Right. And to have open communication, like about feelings, my God, if society would just let, and I'm not going to say men, if society would let people feel and experience everything, why can't a man cry? Why can't a woman, you know, be a badass? Why can't a woman have balls?
I definitely agree with that. I agree with that. I think that, you know, in society nowadays, you know, in terms of the perspective of a man and how a man should be represented, or how he should, you know, say, like, how he should act, how he should, you know, just be strong at all times. And that's, you know, the guy is, you know, the man is the builder, the man is the provider. So, you know, in terms of emotions, you know, a lot of people, a lot of men feel like they get judged by expressing themselves and then showing that vulnerability. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. I noticed you've got on a Yankees hat.
I'm not a Yankee fan.
I was going to say.
True diehard Boston fan. I'll remember that. This is just for the outfit. This is just for the outfit, bub.
I was going to say, they're going to take away your Rhode Island privileges.
Oh, they see me with this, forget it. You're right. Shout out to all my Boston people out there. I'm a Boston fan.
Do you like baseball, being from Dominica? I mean, come on.
I definitely love baseball, but I would have to say that I grew up watching a lot of football, you know, obsessed with the New England Patriots. I'm a diehard Tom Brady fan. So I did try to play baseball at a later age. It just wasn't for me, you know, athletically. But I just kind of was very obsessed with playing football, very obsessed with boxing. You know, one of my relatives is actually a former, you know, title holder in boxing. So I kind of looked up to him and wow. I just started to do a lot of Muay Thai. You know, I'm very active in those type of sports. But in terms of football, baseball, I love to watch baseball, but I just wasn't the best at it growing up. Yeah.
I mean, know your limits, right?
Exactly. Know your limits and stick there.
Right. So you grow up in Rhode Island. We're going to let the Yankee hat set to the side, but you end up in California.
Yes. I ended up in California. I ended up moving to San Diego, California, which is now my new home. Love it. You know, it's just a different vibe, different city, different experience. Love the weather, honestly. I ended up moving out there for a few years. And now I'm actually in Miami just for business, kind of growing the online coaching, you know, meeting new people and training, you know, just trying to expand. That's about it.
Right. So did school take you out to California, work, or did you just wake up one morning with a wild hair and say, California?
I'm going to be honest. You know, I've always been into fitness. And as they say that California is the mecca of fitness, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I used to grow up watching his movies and watching Stallone. And I always dreamed of just coming out here and, you know, just trying to, you know, expand and grow my fitness career. And that's kind of what I did. I just packed my bags and said, you know what, I'm going. And I ended up just doing that.
Well, isn't that just such a freedom, though? I mean,
it is.
When you have the ability to take a chance, I mean, you need to strike, you need to take it. For everyone, you ever have a chance to do something that even just potentially is life-changing, do it.
I want to say, I love your shirt, by the way. I love it. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I have such this place in my heart for these young, talented, beautiful people that were gone too soon. It breaks your heart. But oh my God, was she phenomenal. Oh my God. We'll have a whole nother episode about
Exactly. I love music. I'm a big fan of music also. So I think that when I started writing poetry, it led me into doing, you know, writing lyrics and then doing music and that, which is another hobby that I like to do. So yeah.
Another passion. See, people might not realize music and lyrics are two different things, right?
Yeah, I agree.
You can both. Ooh, come on.
Of course.
Anybody can sit down and try to rhyme a bunch of words. That's cool. Yep. Do you have a melody? You have a poem now. You don't have a song.
Exactly.
I was reading that you are super creative with writing.
Yes.
But you're also doing fitness. So you've got that, the physical and the mental. You're strengthening everything. It's the whole total package.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I agree. I think that, you know, us as human beings, you know, we have so much potential to reach so many limits and so many things in our lives. And I think that, you know, there's so many things other than just the physical, other than the mind, of course, the spiritual also, like, you know, once you're in tune with all these three things and then you really work on these things, you start to grow, you start to evolve as a person. I'm very, very self-taught. I enjoy self-development books. I enjoy just reading about the brain, reading about the mind and how to grow, how to become better every single day. I've always been like had an obsession of just becoming better. You know, I'm very open-minded. I I accept constructive criticism, you know, just to be better, you know, that's it.
And that's an amazing spot to be at.
Yeah.
Be able to say, I'm not perfect. I still have growth I need, and to just to go out and do it.
Yeah. I think that you never stop growing. You never stop growing. You never stop learning. And I think that obviously when we're younger, you know, we think we know it all. We think we know life. We're rebels. You know, and but as you get older, you start to humble yourself and you start to realize that, you know, you only live once, you know, so why not, you know, accept life as it comes and just start learning things and start evolving. And as you evolve, you're actually helping other people also. So, yeah,
exactly. Well, speaking of changes and doing new things, let's talk about the wardrobe for the show. What? Okay. For someone who matched his hat for his outfit. Talk about the wardrobe on this.
You get it. The only person I finally spoke to that actually gets it. Yeah, the color coordination for me, when I first saw it, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. Just getting in and getting out of the clothes. I was like, man, this, I don't know how these people did it in that era. But in due time, when you start to wear the clothes, it's almost like you start embracing the era. You embrace the Regency era and you're saying, wow, okay, now I understand why they wore it this way. You know, I understand why, you know, when you see a woman, you bow and you, you know, you don't really look at them, you don't stare. It's all about respect. I think that in that era, it was a lot more appreciation, you know, in terms of, you know, respecting a woman and really listening and making sure that one of my favorite parts, I don't know if I can dive into this or not, but my favorite parts were writing calligraphy. I think that for me, you had to take a lot of time and made sure you proofread it before you send it out and you give it to, I don't know if there was a bird at that time you gave it to, but yeah, you had to make sure that you really meant what you said. And in this society, in this era is a little bit different. You know, there's not enough emotion into things anymore. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Learning to write a good letter. Because yes. Back paper wasn't easily made. Mm-hmm. Ink was easily made. The quills came from the end of a bird's feather, you know, things like that. And so if you messed up on your letter, it was wasteful. So you're right. It made take your time with each word. So I feel like the thought that went into the letter, absolutely 1,000 times better than, you know, a text message saying you up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, for me, again, it was just the effort, you know, you had to put a lot of effort into that letter. Now it's just kind of like texting sporadically, not really thinking about what you're going to say. You're just going based off emotion only and not really taking the time to really, hey, you know, let me tell you how I really feel, you know, and diving into it. And that's another thing I learned about poetry. You got to really take your time and express yourself, you know, when you're coming out with poems or you're coming out with lyrics, you know, it's an art at the end of the day. So, yeah.
These outfits that you guys wore layer upon layer upon layer, it looks like. And thank yes. God you're in York and not Miami, because you'd be like,
We'll be frying like fried chicken, I'm telling you right now.
Like, you know what? I'm tapping out. I can't.
Yeah. There were some days it was really, really, really hot in the outfits. But again, you start to appreciate, you know, I'm not gonna lie, then I start filling into the character. I'm like, oh well, I feel like I'm in this Regency era today. You know? It started becoming fun, you know, wearing the outfits and seeing the creativity of how they put it together. I'm like, oh, this is why they put this piece with this piece. So then you start diving into, all right, now this is why they do this. This is why they do that. I don't know. Does that make sense to you, Pub?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is about taking the time and thinking, even down to what color ascot that this suitor is going to wear.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
That's awesome. So it filmed in England, in the UK, right? So when you were over in the UK, did you pick up watching any football over there? And by football, I mean soccer, of course, or rugby or cricket. Did you pick up any?
We actually did, Pub. We did play some cricket.
Oh, that awesome.
Was very fun. I had a blast. And at first I didn't know how to play, obviously. So I'm like, how do you do this? How do you, wait, you do it like this? I'm thinking it's like baseball. Like baseball. I'm like, runner up, let's go. But yeah, I had a blast doing that. That was an incredible experience for sure.
Definitely. So the culture shock is twofold, I think, because not only, and I don't know if you've ever had ever been to the UK before, but the food is different already. And now you're, I'm assuming, eating Regency era type food, right?
No, we actually had regular food. It was, by the way, England food was, it was great. It was fantastic. You know, the cooks there were amazing, you know, even the energy there just made everything taste good. So, yeah, we definitely didn't have Regency, but I wonder how that would have been if we had that. I mean, they did have some, a little representation of the food, like on how it looked, and I thought, cool, but we couldn't eat it. So,
aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. Mm-hmm. Well, away the magic a little bit, but that's okay. But yeah, no, food in the UK, I'm not throwing shade at all. I'm a huge fan. But I mean, it's not sushi.
Oh, what? I love sushi. That's actually my favorite food. Sushi is my favorite.
Is it? I'm not surprised one bit.
Why you say that?
Oh, it's good for you. I can't wait for people to tune in and watch the show and perhaps catch Achilles, you know, walking and saying, "Dust thou Noah's
chin high.
Oh. I'm very excited for people to see the show, first off, and to follow you and learn more about you and your business as an online fitness coach. And you said it's in California, but you're also opening it up here in Florida.
Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm actually expanding the business, trying to teach people how to do the online coaching. Obviously, they have to have the credentials and all that. So that's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. So that way, you know, I could kind of teach somebody else how to do something and then just kind of grow, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I'm very excited for people to tune in and I want them to check you out. Where can they follow you, Achilles? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. It's Achilles King. So it's ACHILLESKING _. They could also follow me on Facebook, which is spelled the same. And also Twitter. Now, the only thing with Twitter is that I spell it with two G's at the end, the King. So, and that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Is there a website for the business they can check out?
Yeah, as of right now, it's actually athleanbodyfitness.com. Guys, if you are at home, tune in, please, on NBC at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You're going to be watching The Courtship on NBC. You're going to be watching me and all these fine gentlemen try to win the heart of this beautiful woman, Nicole Remy. So if you guys are at home, hang out, chill out, and watch the show because you're going to love it. You'll never see anything like this ever in your life. Trust me.
That's right. And if for some reason you're a complete airhead and you miss it Sunday night, it will be available the next day on Peacock.
That's right. It's going to be streaming on Peacock also, so Peacock TV. If you guys don't have the application, it's actually free. You can download it on your phone. You can download it on your tablet. You can even download it on your TV if you have a smart TV. So yeah, I would highly recommend you doing that as well.
Absolutely. All the best for Achilles. We are rooting for you. And it's been an honor. It really has.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this creative conversation. Be sure to follow me on social media. I am Pup Duffy basically everywhere. You can follow the show on Facebook. It's Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. Head over to beunique.org. Like, follow, and support my beautiful humans over there. Be sure to check out my sponsor. And for your own sponsorship or interview opportunities, please email me at pup4ccc@gmail.com. If you like the music you're hearing, head on over to RaleighKeegan.com and do yourself a favor and buy this album. You can download it or you can have a physical CD. You can also keep up to date on tour dates and future releases. As always, take care of each other, love each other, watch each other's back, and I'll see you next time.